From WILL's Illinois Newsroom, this is 217 Today. I'm Farrah Anderson. It's Monday, November 13th. Coming up, we'll hear from those on the front lines of the fight for trans rights in our series Flights and Freedoms. That story is coming up in just a few minutes. But first, these headlines. Illinois lawmakers have approved a measure to give the people who transport cannabis from growers to sellers some breathing room. Alex Stegman reports.
State Representative LaShawn Ford's measure waives fees for existing cannabis transporter license holders and puts a moratorium on new licenses for 3 years. Ford says larger companies operating before recreational use was legalized have been using their own delivery workers, so business for third-party transporters has been slow. But even though this version of the measure will not require those companies to use third-party operators, it does reduce the competition they could face. Governor J.B. Pritzker says this would help ensure more equity in the state's cannabis program, but he did not commit to signing the measure yet. I'm Alex Stegman.
New laws passed this year in Illinois have enhanced the state's status as a leader in protecting trans rights. Emily Hayes has more.
Illinois is one of 11 states with, quote, shield laws that protect those who travel in from other states for gender-affirming health care, according to the Movement Advancement Project. Medicaid also explicitly covers that care. Iggy Ladin is executive director of the LGBTQ+-focused Chicago Therapy Collective. They say these laws do make a difference.
We have found that a lot of trans folks are disproportionately un- or underemployed. So having that public funding available for healthcare was very key.
Ladin says individuals can help at their own workplace by signing onto the Chicago Therapy Collective's commitment to hire trans now. I'm Emily Hayes.
The Fighting Illini football team defeated the Indiana Hoosiers Saturday in overtime 48-45. IPM News reporter Colin Highslope has more.
Illinois quarterback John Paddock threw a go-ahead, game-winning touchdown pass to Isaiah Williams to give Illinois the three-point win. Paddock threw for 507 yards, which ranks as the second most in a single game in Illini football history. Head Illini football coach Brett Bielema spoke about the last play after the game.
That last play, it kind of broke down. They brought some pressure. He flushed out to his right. Isaiah adjusted and went cross-country on that route over there into the boundary, and they could see him convert it and make it be the game-winning touchdown. It was just awesome. So,
Illinois improved to 5-5 overall and is one win away from bowl game eligibility. I'm Colin Highslope, IPM News.
Still to come, we'll hear from those on the front lines of the fight for trans rights in our series Flights and Freedoms. That story is next on 217 Today.
This November, American Masters presents a special about the life and music of bebop trailblazer and composer Max Roach. It's called Max Roach, The Drum Also Waltzes. This program tells the story of his career as a drummer and composer and his impact on social justice in America. Friends of WILL can stream the special anytime with Passport. Learn how you can become a member and access your PBS favorites anytime at will.illinois.edu/passport.
From Illinois Public Media News, I'm Kimberly Schofield. This is Morning Edition. Nationally, it's Transgender Awareness Week, and IPM News is taking time to hear from those on the front lines of the fight for trans rights in our series, Flights and Freedoms. Illinois has built itself as a healthcare oasis for transgender people. While 21 states have banned gender-affirming medicine for trans youth, Illinois passed a law this year protecting patients and providers who cross into the state for care. Iggy Ladin is transgender and non-binary and the executive director of the LGBTQ+-focused Chicago Therapy Collective, which is a mental health and advocacy organization. Iggy, thank you for being here. In your role, do you have any sense of the number of people who are moving here because of Illinois' laws on trans rights?
Oh my gosh, I wish that I did. We've wondered that ourselves. Most of our knowledge about this increase is just anecdotal stories with our partner agencies and organizations.
And is there any insight as to the reason behind them not getting access to medical care? Is it because of a lack of access of providers, not enough providers, or does it seem to be geared more towards bias?
you know, I couldn't put a percentage on it, but a significant amount of those seeking health care is because of those state bans in their own states. And then absolutely, there's such an issue with providers being willing to or being educated enough to provide trans-affirming care. We definitely find that even in Illinois and even in Chicago, there are providers who are really not sure what trans-affirming care means or looks like. And that is a big part of access. So access is not only about coverage, it's not only about our laws, but it's about having, you know, culturally competent healthcare providers available to provide care.
I'm not sure if you know the answer to this, but I imagine that you've encountered it with your social work. Are there any top issues that you hear about that are more likely to affect trans people of color than their Caucasian peers?
Oh, absolutely. Pretty much, you know, any issue that we look at impacting LGBTQ people, trans people, that issue is going to be more severe for our trans and queer community members of color. That can be across both the discrimination and harassment world. We find that trans and queer people of color are far more likely to be discriminated against in the workplace, denied promotions, fired from jobs, and also not hired in the first place, which is something we focus on a lot for trans folks in general. But it's really bad for trans women of color, especially Black and Latina trans women. So within employment, it's quite striking the disproportionate discrimination and harassment that will happen towards our trans community members. And then also within healthcare settings, you know, 25% of trans people hesitate to go to the doctor at all.
And we should let our listeners know that those stats are from a 2015 survey done by the National Center for Transgender Equality. It found over a third of American Indian and Middle Eastern respondents said they avoided going to the doctor for fear of being mistreated as a trans person, the most of any subgroup. All this brings us to Transgender Awareness Week, which seeks to increase understanding about trans people and the issues they face. Is there anything that you would say to people who may have a negative outlook on the trans community in general?
I would say that you know a trans person. Whether or not a trans person is out to you and open about their trans identity, that doesn't mean that there are not trans people around you, trans people that are not out yet, trans people that are out but binary and stealth. And trans people are people. They deserve to be treated with respect and dignity. And I think a lot of folks feel disconnected from the trans community, feel like the trans community is just something they hear about on the news. But it's not the case. We are everywhere and, you know, oftentimes listening to how you might be talking about us and our community, and you might not even know we're there listening. But I would invite folks to pause and ask themselves, you know, is there anything they would be doing differently, perhaps causing less harm or being more proactively supportive if they knew one of their family members, friends, or coworkers was trans and just not out to them.
Iggy Ladin is the executive director of the Chicago Therapy Collective. Thank you for joining us.
I love it. Love the opportunity to speak. So thanks so much for asking.
As part of IPM's Flights and Freedom series, we're talking to those pushing for change in Illinois schools, doctor's offices, and churches. Tomorrow, Owen Henderson profiles a trans man in Champaign who wants a church he can truly call home. You can find more at our website, ipmnewsroom.org. And finally, in your forecast, meteorologist Andrew Pritchard says today will be sunny with a high of 64 degrees. That's it for today. Reporting today contributed by Alex Stegman, Emily Hayes, Colin Highslope, and Kimberly Schofield. Reginald Hardwick is our news director. I'm Farrah Anderson. 217 Today is a production of Illinois Public Media. Thanks for listening, stay safe, and we'll talk to you again tomorrow.